Well, Monday night, the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation has their celebrity dinner fundraising event, and the featured speaker this year, a Galesburg native, Galesburg High graduate, former major leaguer, done a lot in his career, 69 graduate of Galesburg High School, and we welcome him in this morning. Jim Sundberg joining us here this morning. Jim, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thank you. Great to be with you.
Well, yeah, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. So, 1969 graduate of Galesburg High School, of course, Major League Baseball, most of your time with the Texas Rangers, stint with the Brewers, of course, the Royals, and the Cubs as well. And those of us as Cardinal fans remember what you did to us with the Royals and winning that World Series, scoring the winning run. Now, I have to say, unlike the Cub fans, we realized that even though we thought there was a bad call, it was the implosion afterwards that was the difference in the game. After the Bartman thing, they're all blaming it on Bartman rather than the implosion. But
well, you know, I've had to hear that from Cardinal fans, you know, over the years. I grew up a Cub fan, and back when I was growing up in Galesburg, you were either a Cub or Cardinal fan. At that point, White Sox fans were kind of hidden; they stayed in isolation, and so. But I was a Cub fan, Dad. We used to drive to Wrigley Field, through the cornfields and, the bean fields and head to Chicago, very young in the '50s and grew up loving the Cubs. And so, when I had a chance to play with Kansas City, in 85 and play against them in the World Series and beat them, it was a dream, come true. They came to the series thinking that all they had to do was throw their gloves on the field and they would beat us because they were a much better team on paper than what we were. But our pitching staff really had really kicked into high gear in September, and they just never stopped. They just mowed opposing hitters down through most the last 3 weeks of September and all of postseason. They even tore up the strong Toronto Blue Jay offense, but we won. And the play at first base, I keep telling people, look, if that guy is out at first base, which it looked like he should have been, then the run I scored, instead of my run being the winning run, it would have been the tying run.
Right.
So no one has rights to who should have won the game.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. Absolutely. That's absolutely true. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, like you said, it had to be extra sweet for you doing against the Cardinals growing up as a Cub fan. And, you know, I guess, and yours is one of those teams that's proven, and we've seen that a lot lately, that it's not always the best team during the regular season. You got to be hot going into the playoffs.
That's really right. That's kind of why I was kind of thinking Milwaukee might be a club that would sneak into the World Series because of the stretch run they had right there at the end. They were winning a bunch of games in a row, and they took on the Cubs, and then all of a sudden they hit the Dodgers, and they kind of got stopped there. But for me, the World Series was the Astros versus the Red Sox. I mean, for me, those were the two best clubs. But the Red Sox just beat up on Houston and showed why they were really a dominant team most of the year, and then was able to beat the Dodgers in the series.
Jim Sundberg joining us this morning. He'll be speaking Monday night, Galesburg Public Schools Foundation's celebrity dinner, their fundraising event. And Jim, let's talk a little bit about you and your career going further back. Grew up here in Galesburg, obviously Galesburg High, went off to the University of Iowa. And some people may not realize the jump that you made, which is pretty rare, going from Class A right to the major leagues with the Rangers, and you actually got selected as a reserve in the All-Star game in 74, finished fourth in Rookie of the Year voting. That's got to be kind of crazy. What a jump going from A up to the major leagues.
Tom, it was Double A.
Oh, Double A. Okay, I'm sorry.
My career gets confused with Mike Hargrove, who went from actually A ball that year to the big leagues. I went from Double A to the big leagues. We were teammates and also roommates those first few years in Major League Baseball, but it really is. I think once you get to Double A ball, more so even today than back then, it's pretty competitive. Most of the professional teams, their prospects, the heap of prospects are really at their Double A level. The Triple A level tends to hold as a kind of a holding tank for older guys and guys that kind of go back and forth between the big leagues and the minor leagues, but the Double A teams generally have, you'll see where their best prospects are. And so I was able to jump from Double A to the big leagues. Billy Martin actually brought me to the big leagues. But I would like to say this first. My second grade school teacher, who went to Iowa, based on her letter to the athletic department, was the reason that Dick Schultz, who had been the head coach at the time, but would move in to be the basketball coach in 1970, came with Dwayne Banks, who was the assistant and then became the head coach for Iowa coach for a number of years. They came to a game in Iowa City that I played on a Legion team, Galesburg Legion team, and based on that letter of recommendation, they came out. It was actually the best single day I ever had in baseball, and they offered me a scholarship after the game. And so I went to Iowa, and then after three drafts and 3.5 years, I made it into pro ball and made that jump. So that was significant. I mean, the fact that I'm going to speak for the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation and that a second grade school teacher had such a significant impact. I don't think I would have, if I'd have signed out of high school, I don't think I would have had the journey that I ended up having. I needed really those 3 years in college to kind of further mature physically and emotionally.
Well, it's interesting because we're seeing a lot more of that now, guys going through at least 3 years, if not all 4 years of college and waiting and getting drafted. And a lot of them are making an impact right away. I mean, they're right up in AAA, some of them right to the major leagues really soon.
Yeah, I think for me, what I end up seeing now, you're getting to where colleges are taking care of pitchers' arms better. We even see it more so down here, which is a very competitive, select baseball environment for amateur kids, young kids, actually starting from ages 8 and up, where coaches and parents are watching arms a little bit better. Actually, Kerry Wood and Mark Pryor, Kerry Wood was down here in Grand Prairie, right next to Arlington. Those were the front end guys. I call them the poster children for select baseball, whose baseball careers never really reached the height of what everybody thought they would because of injuries. And that was the front end of select baseball in really around the country. And those guys were hurt by it, but now the arms are people are taking better care of the arms, and it's helping Major League Baseball to a degree. But you see baseball's kind of interesting. It's kind of shifting a little bit, and for the most part, it's an interesting dynamic. Most pitchers in the big leagues who've had significant careers come from the north, and hitters come from the south. And the main reason is the short window in the north, where really pitchers can't get hurt because of the short window of time. But we're getting better at helping to guide actually and guard pitchers' arms.
That's really interesting. Never thought of it in those terms, with the less time to even be throwing up here to get injured. Never thought of it that way. Jim Sundberg joining us here this morning for us, a Galesburg native and a longtime major leaguer. Also worked in the broadcast booth and in the front office with the Texas Rangers. He'll be here Monday night speaking at the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation celebrity dinner. Talk a little bit more about your upbringing here, Jim. You mentioned your second grade teacher and that influence. I'm sure your father, Howard, obviously a big influence. Talk about some of the, going through the school system here and some of your influences on your life, whether it be from coaches or teachers or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, Dad probably had the most significant impact. I can remember playing from really starting the age of 5, grew up across from HT Ballpark there in Galesburg, had played at ON with a few guys that I'm going to be seeing on Monday night, and Mike White really being kind of one of them. You guys, people that you know. And so baseball was kind of center, loved it, didn't really have to be pushed to do it, and played it, ended up being the guy in the neighborhood that coordinated all the games, and I got all the guys together, and we played baseball all along. I had Willie Hyman, which was the Little League coach that my dad really was the assistant to, and it was in my 10-year-old year, the catcher had left, and they were looking for a catcher, and Willie said, "Well, who wants to catch?" And Dad said, "Jim will."
Thanks, Dad.
So, yeah, Kimball. I hadn't really caught until I was 10, but it was such a great position for me to play because of my skill set and just other factors of my personality. So, you know, I grew up playing basketball at Lombard. Actually going to be visiting Lombard and George Churchill on Tuesday. We're going to make that round and then talk to a couple of other, I think the basketball and baseball teams on Tuesday as well, besides the event at Galesburg High School Tuesday evening. But, you know, just kind of worked my way through. One of the tough things that I remember was, you know, I hurt my arm in junior high playing football, and Dad really made a good decision. He said, you know, I hurt my arm tackling. It was actually my right arm, and that kind of was a factor in Dad deciding, you know, let's let football go. We'll just stick to basketball and baseball. Well, I went out for cross-country team as a sophomore in high school.
That's an interesting change from football to cross-country.
this catching body was not made to long-distance runs. My first event out at the Lake Story. It was a 2 mile event, and I remember getting a side ache and stopping somewhere along the lake and starting to throw rocks in the lake. And then when I arrived, no one was around other than just a coach, and everybody else had left. So it was not a good start on my cross country. I only did it 1 year. It was tough because it set me on a initial bad path in terms of grades in high school, but I was able to recover and do well enough to be able to go to University of Iowa.
Jim Sundberg, Galesburg native, Galesburg High graduate, longtime major leaguer, joining us. He'll be in town coming up next week. The Galesburg Public Schools Foundation will be the featured speaker at the celebrity dinner, among other things going on while he's here. You know, Jim, talk a little bit about today's game. One of the big things, the whole sabermetrics that's come around. I mean, are we to the point where front offices are putting too much stock in that, or is it a good thing?
Well, I think it's the pendulum is swinging. I think there's some benefit in it, and I believe the best general manager in baseball is probably Billy Beane out in Oakland. He's kind of figured a few things out, and has always seemed to be in front of the curve. He seemed to put a team together with very little money compared to what most teams do, and so there is a balance in there somewhere between the stats and being able to eyeball a player and go, you know, this guy's got some potential. He's got a good swing. I know a lot of the incoming general managers are really relying on statistics and on feedback and reports and information from other people. But Dayton in Kansas City, their general manager, he's really a scout from the old school, and obviously he's done some things well up there too, because the Royals won the World Series a few years back. So there's a blend. The Cubs have a good general manager president there, who they got from Boston a few years ago. Finally, the Cubs decided they'd try to win. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, absolutely.
They said, well, hey, everybody comes to day baseball. We don't really have to do anything. And all of a sudden they decide to get serious, and they actually go to the World Series.
Yep, absolutely. And they the crowds are still coming, even more so. Winning breeds winning, I guess. Jim Sundberg joining us. He is a 1969 Galesburg High School grad, longtime major leaguer. Talk about, well, let's first off, I want to mention a book that you and your wife authored called How to Win at Sports Parenting, Maximizing the Sports Experience for You and Your Child. Boy, that is something that's really important in this day and age, because so many of us now way overcoach our children and don't let the coaches actually coach them.
Yeah, I think the main thing that we have seen over the years is parents really aren't sure exactly what their role is, how much they should be involved, or how much should they back off, or should they be really involved. We had done a couple of surveys that were significant. One was with I was able to help train the 2000 U.S. girls gold medal softball team. Prior to winning the gold medal, I'd gone out to San Diego, and I had interviewed all those girls, and And of the 15, only four really knew, only four parents really knew the game. The rest of them, the parents seemed to let the girls kind of define the game for themselves, not a lot of knowledge of the game, but just let them play. And for me, it's always been my opinion that those who play at the higher levels of play, if they don't have the drive and the internal drive themselves and the ability, then they're not going to be able to do that. A parent can either get in the way or and make it tough, or they can kind of step back and enjoy it along with their child. But you know, it's not the book that I was really intending to write back when I wrote this book, but a publisher said, you know, let's do this. I'm actually writing the book and just finishing the book I want to write, been wanting to write now, which is around legacy, and probably will have that out sometime next year. But it's but the book is very good. I mean, I've had great feedback on it. We have probably sold over 15,000 of those books, and but it's kind of the book too that those who really need to read it don't read it. It's
right.
Kind of one where someone says that person needs to read it. I think I'm going to get it and give it to them and let them read it. So it's kind of a pass off book. But those parents who decide to look at it and read it and incorporate it, it was meant to help parents. And I think those who have read it have reflected back to us that it helped them relax and enjoy the sports experience much better. It's only going to be a short time. Most of the kids, 80% of the kids that play sports before the age of 15 drop out of sports at 15. So if it's not about relationship, if you don't use the sports experience to develop qualities and values that they can take on into life and to enjoy it as a family, then if it becomes too tense and too difficult, then that could really hurt relationships. You know, from the time after that point on, and into adulthood.
Jim Sundberg joining us this morning. We could go for hours with you, Jim. Before we wrap up, I want to talk about, and this is kind of relates to that with the parents, is all the travel teams. I don't care what sport it is, hockey, baseball, softball, basketball. There is so much, and people, you know, kids are becoming so compartmentalized in one sport or spending so much time. Do you find that a good or bad thing? Because for me, you know, growing up in a basketball household with my dad, a basketball coach, I loved basketball, and what we did, like in summer league in high school, we played for about a month and, you know, a couple, three times a week, and I was fine with that. I think starting in whatever fourth or fifth grade and playing, you know, 50, 60 games in the off season, I think I would have gotten burned out. I mean, how do you feel about all the travel stuff?
You know, it's a great question, Tom. It's one that you kind of wrestle and struggle with because, at some point, unless you get into that, on that track, it's hard to continue to compete. But, I know that the main thing, if you've got a youngster, let's take just baseball for example, if you've got a youngster who's got a good arm, you need to actually monitor and you can actually wait before the child, starts throwing competitively, consistently. We use the 14 age cutoff where the growth plates are being developed, and finally after the age of 14, you can kind of pick up the pace and throwing. I'm more concerned about the arms of the kids, and those that really want to play and those that have the energy to do it, you can put them out there. I know that down here their teams are starting to get better about letting kids off for a week. They're starting to put more kids on their teams. So that if kids want to take off and go on to a family vacation, they can do that. I think that's a good step. But there's a bunch of money in the industry in youth sports and in these select programs, and people finally realize that the coaches and people like to train and put organizations and stuff together. They realize that, and they put these programs and almost make it a deal where you have to go do it in order to have a chance to play at the high school and higher levels. So it is a lot, especially in volleyball too, where girls' arms are hurt because of the amount that they're hitting over the net, especially the ladies that hit on the front line, and you're seeing injuries to the rotator cuff in those cases as well. We had daughters that went through volleyball as well down here. So you have to be very careful. Rest is okay. Multiple sports is okay versus getting stuck in one sport all year long. It's good to be athletic when you're in sports. So, I mean, we could go on about that. But anyway, that's just a few keys.
Absolutely. Well, Jim Sundberg, 1969 Galesburg High graduate, longtime major leaguer. He's an author. He's been a broadcaster, worked in the front office, and has done great things. And he'll be here again on Monday speaking at the Galesburg Public Schools Foundation's celebrity dinner, doing some other things in town as well. Jim, thank you so much for taking some time with us here this morning, and look forward to having you back in Galesburg next week.
Well, Tom, thanks for having me, and just to encourage everybody to come out and support the Galesburg Public School Foundation. It's going to be a fun evening. I know there's a bunch of my classmates and others that are coming out, and looking forward to spending really Thanksgiving week there.